You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The Millennial with the Mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. We have a number of updates for you and new information regarding the horrific school shooting in Tennessee yesterday. We'll talk, obviously, about the media's abhorrent reaction to this entire tragedy, from trying to blame the GOP lawmakers in Tennessee for the shooting to actually, and I feel comfortable saying this, painting this murderer as the victim. We'll get into that because so much has come out since we did the show yesterday. And for that reason, I would really like to stick to, in this opening, in this beginning part of the show, what we know now and some of the new facts. First, though, before we talk about the suspect, and there's already so much coverage of this woman, but because there is so much coverage already of this monster, I wanted to start with some of the facts that we have about really just the names of the six people who were murdered yesterday. The three children, all age 9, Evelyn Dykhouse, Hallie Scruggs, the daughter of a Dallas pastor, William Kinney, and then the three employees we have here is Cynthia Peake, 61, Catherine Kuhn, 60, and Michael Hill, 61. So may they rest in peace. We're praying for their families, and we're really praying for the entire community in Tennessee. And based off what I've been seeing over the last 24 hours, the entire country, I mean, it's just, there is a real sickness going on here. There's a real evil going on. And yesterday we had different information around this time. Everything was evolving as the show was airing. We knew it was a female suspect. It changed from a teenager to a 28-year-old pretty quickly. When we went off the air, and I think it was towards the end, I was still hanging around here listening to Howie's show. It was towards the end of Howie's 4 o'clock hour. More information emerged about this person, Audrey Hale, who was 28 years old. She was also killed yesterday. By police, heroic police officers who did a phenomenal job. I'm going to talk to Toby Leary about that a little bit later. She attended the school. First, there were reports that there was an open door, that someone had left a door open. And this, you know, when we see stories like this, oftentimes that is the case where there's a security breach or someone props the door open. But now we have the surveillance footage, and it's clear that she shot through two locked doors, I think, or at least one locked door, and that brought her into the second one. And then she proceeded to roam around the hallways with her weapons and look for innocent people to kill. The footage of this is chilling. It's absolutely chilling. That's the only way I can describe it. There's also reports that she had considered going to a different school, but settled on this one because it had less security than the other. She did a sort of threat assessment and decided to stick with this one. She did have a detailed manifesto. A map of the school was discovered. So this was planned. This was a calculated attack on a Christian school. And like I said, the fact that people are compelled to do this, and we can talk about what motivates people or radicalizes people, or, you know, kind of the deeper issues here. But something I was thinking about is when these things happen, and like I said yesterday, unfortunately, they're all too common, these occurrences and these tragedies. But when they happen, there's a narrative or people start talking about how we're all desensitized to it. And I think there's an element of truth to that. You know, the news cycle moves so fast. You get these things that happen every few months, sometimes every few weeks. Hopefully there's no copycat situations, which I think is a big part of this, based off how the media focuses on it. But I think that the idea that we are desensitized to this doesn't necessarily ring true to me, because when I look at these things unfolding, and when you find out, like I just said, that this woman had a map and that she went to the school and that she planned it and she had all these weapons and she, you know, had looked at another place to do this and decided on this one with these little innocent children who are all 9 years old just trying to learn. That kind of evil never ceases to amaze me. It never ceases to amaze me that there are people who have this in their hearts and that they would do this. And what kind of factors come together to create that, I don't know. But I'll never get used to that or understand it. So I just wanted to start with that because I think that there was a lot of conflicting information. We were kind of waiting to get confirmation on this person's identity. This is a transgender person, Audrey Hale. That's a huge part of this story. And the spinning from the media because of that is something that we definitely are going to focus on. The blame game inevitably happens every single time, but it's all in one direction. The blame game is always blame Republicans. We are always to blame no matter who the suspect is, no matter what the motivation is, no matter how sick and twisted the individual is, no matter what the weapon is, we are always to blame. That is a certainty. And I have a lot to say on that. But I wanted to start today with just this quick segment to lay the facts out there for everyone who might still be catching up on this really, really sad story. And the last 24 hours have been convoluted, to say the least. So the number is 844-500-4242. Again, just a terrible, terrible thing to have occurred. And the body cam footage from the police officer shows that they ran towards the gunfire. They eliminated the threat as quickly as they possibly could. She had planned for this to be far worse. But, you know, even saying that doesn't sound right, because for those parents of those three little kids, I mean, doesn't get any worse than this. 844-500-4242. I am going to stop here and then come back, and then we're going to dive into the media, because I am not naive. I'm not naive when it comes to how gross our media is and how despicable and depraved these networks are and these publications are. But what I've been seeing over the past couple of hours makes my stomach turn. Not only now are we being told that this is somehow, this is the fault of law-abiding gun owners, or this is the fault of lawmakers in Tennessee who don't want kids to take puberty blockers. Like this is somehow their problem. But that's not even the whole story. It gets worse. Because what I've been seeing, and you could maybe argue with me on this, but the way things are being framed feels to me like not only are Republicans to blame, according to the mainstream media, but this person, Audrey Hale, is in some weirdo way in the minds of these woke liberal news outlets, she is somehow the victim in all of this. And that's not going to fly here. That is just not going to fly. Because sometimes I read these headlines, I can't even believe I'm reading it. I can't believe that someone would tweet that out, that someone would have it in their minds and then write it down. I saw Madonna's doing like a benefit concert for trans people in Tennessee. And I'm thinking, this is the angle we're going with? That this person, Audrey Hale, and there's been a huge focus on her pronouns. You know, is it he? Is she he? Is she? Does she identify as she? She killed six people. Does that get lost in the shuffle here? It's really, really insane what's happening. And our nation is lost. I mean, that much is absolutely clear. 844-500-4242. We'll tackle this all, though, when we come back. Stay tuned for more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We put the poll question up a little bit late today, so make sure you go to gracecurleyshow.com to vote in that ASAP. You are going to want to vote in today's poll question. Okay, so as I said, we have a lot to unpack here. Every time I think the media can't get any worse, they prove me wrong. They seem determined, hell-bent, you might say, to prove me wrong. And one thing I wanted to say here, just to keep in mind, and the lines are open if you want to call in, it's 844-500-4242. I always think it's important to keep in mind that no matter the person's background or twisted agenda, it tends to get lost that there is an individual who did this, who committed this act, who used their own free will to get these weapons, secure these weapons, to break into this school, to plot it out, to kill these children and these adults. It's not a group of people. You know, it's not the Democrat Party or the GOP. It's not the gun lobbyists or the anti-NRA groups. It's not the trans activists or the people protesting Drag Queen Story Hour. There was a person who decided to go into that school and murder those people. And sometimes with the internet and the way things work nowadays, it's like everyone gets so geared up to defend their positions or to make a larger point, which I do understand, but that we forget that there is an evil person who committed these heinous acts. Now, as I mentioned earlier, whenever this happens and the suspect fits the left's narrative, we talked about this yesterday. If the suspect fits the left's narrative, if it fits Joe Biden's political agenda, and this is all code for if it's like a alt-right MAGA Republican, then the conversation will become about gun control and about the dangers of Republican rhetoric. If it's a person of color, if it's an illegal alien, then the news networks and the political talking heads, if they cannot pin it on Donald Trump or the right or gun owners, what usually happens is it fades away. The story just disappears. And it's gross because what you really see is that these victims, these poor, innocent people, are seen, as far as the news media goes, as either useful or useless. And if they're useful, they're going to get coverage. They're going to get days and days and days of coverage and grandstanding from these talking heads and from politicians. If they're not useful, they will be forgotten. But in this case, something even more bizarre is happening. The spin that I've been seeing, and I'm going to cite several examples here throughout the course of the show. I'm sure I will miss some. And if I do miss them, you can always call in and remind me. But the spin that I've been seeing is that the GOP and the lawmakers in Tennessee are to blame because they passed a law banning gender-affirming healthcare for transgender youth. Now, let me be more specific, because I wanted to know what was in this bill that later became a law. What was the ban on gender-affirming healthcare? What did that consist of? That translates to minors in Tennessee are not allowed to receive hormone therapies, puberty blockers, or surgery. Now, I want to play for you a cut from Terry Moran on ABC. Take a listen to this. This is cut 8.
The police chief also said that the shooter has been identified as 28-year-old female Audrey Hale. Said she's a former student of the school and confirmed that Audrey Hale was identified herself as a transgender person. The state of Tennessee earlier this month passed and the governor signed a bill that banned transgender medical care for minors, as well as a law that prohibited adult entertainment, including male and female impersonators, after a series of drag show controversies in that state.
I cannot even accurately summarize how ridiculous it is that Terry Moran from ABC is trying to link those two things together. And really, by linking those two things together, he's trying to shift the blame to those lawmakers. Well, look what you did. Oh, you banned drag shows. Look what you did. You said kids couldn't mutilate their bodies because they feel a certain way about their identity. Well, whose fault is this? That's really what the crux of what everyone's trying to say is on the left. Now, Benjamin Ryan is a health and science reporter, okay? Health and science. And he's contributed to the New York Times, to the Washington Post, to the Atlantic, to several fake news publications. And this is what he had to say. Okay, so he's tweeting out a story from NBC News, and he writes, NBC has ID'd the Nashville school shooter as Audrey Hale, who identifies as transgender and had no previous criminal record. Nashville is home to the Daily Wire, a hub of anti-trans activity by Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro, and Michael Knowles. Nashville is home to the Daily Wire, which has different opinions than Benjamin Ryan. The Daily Wire hires people who feel differently about topics than Benjamin Ryan. Therefore, let's throw them into the mix in this bleeped up blame game that we're playing. But Ryan wasn't done there. Ryan was not done there. He also retweeted his own tweet from February 2nd, where he talked about the governor's rejection of the $8.3 million in CDC HIV funds was motivated at least in part by right-wing media stars Matt Walsh and Ben Shapiro stoking anti-LGBTQ sentiment in Tennessee. And he wrote more on transgender politics in Tennessee. Again, and maybe this is just me, maybe I'm just reading into it too much. It feels to me like what we're trying to do is deflect the blame from the person who did this to a bunch of people who passed laws or had opinions that this person didn't like. Is that the new way to handle things in this country? Oh, you feel differently about something than I do. I don't like this law that was passed. I identify as this, and I don't think you take it seriously enough. So does that give someone carte blanche to go into a school and kill people? And like I said before, Madonna now, she announces she's having a Nashville trans rights benefit concert. It's hard not to look at this and go, wait, are people actually trying to make this shooter the victim and the GOP the bad guy in all this? Because it tracks. I mean, it's always Republicans' fault. It's always Republicans' fault. But it's still gross. And Nick Arama wrote this in Red State. This is how crazy the left is getting now. If a shooting involves someone on the right, it is of course the right's fault. If it involves someone on the left, it's also the right's fault because somehow their evil ways must have provoked it. It's always the right's fault in the mind of the liberal media, whatever the facts are. But the truth is, it's always the shooter's fault. It's not the evil gun's fault. The shooter here is getting plenty of respect from the media. How did she identify? How did she feel? What did she believe? What was her reaction to these laws that were being passed? I don't care. This person was a monster and killed innocent children. Full stop. Period. We'll take your calls on this when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
This is how crazy the left is getting now. If a shooting involves someone on the right, it is of course the right's fault. If it involves someone on the left, it's also the right's fault because somehow their evil ways must have provoked it. That was from Nick Arama in Red State. I thought it summed it up really succinctly. And it's pretzel bending, the logic the left can use to make everything the fault of the mean, big, bad GOP haters. And I think people see right through it. I have to imagine people see through this. Because for me, when I hear this idea of, oh, well, Tennessee was focused on banning this or banning gender-affirming care or attacking or protesting drag queen story hours in libraries, all I can think of was, oh, so now the problem is that we didn't support Audrey Hale's POV enough, or we didn't support Audrey Hale's ideology enough. And so it's somehow our fault this twisted person went into a school and killed all these people because we are not woke enough. Because if you really want to look at it, if you want to go into, and this is something the left does when there's a shooting like this, the left oftentimes will break down the person's politics or beliefs. If you can even call it that, usually it's like crazy, you know, thoughts in their head, but they like to break it down and link it to the GOP and say, see, this was stoked by Donald Trump's rhetoric about xenophobia, or this part of the manifesto was brought to you by this. Now, in this case, they're actually defending the ideology of this shooter by basically saying, see what happens when you don't support the rights of trans people. And I've always said on this show, I don't, you know, if you're over 18 and you want to identify as whatever you want to identify as, I'm not in the business of telling people what to do. But I'm certainly not going to sit here and be told that because there's some adults in Tennessee who don't want kids to have hormone blockers, that they should be sitting there feeling like they did something wrong yesterday. Audrey Hale did something very, very wrong yesterday. And the fact that our disgusting media, yeah, I know Joe Biden's going to do it. I know that Karine Jean-Pierre is going to do it. Chris Murphy's going to do it. They're politicians. It's who they are. They're all, as Charles Barkley said, they're all terrible people. But the fact that the media does this and feeds this beast is deplorable. Walter, you're up first on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Walter.
Hi, Grace. It's so nice of you to take my call this afternoon. What I was trying to make a point is that it seems like these people who are so dead set against guns and making this a political football of sorts, they say this is a gun violence problem, when in reality, and maybe more commonly spoken, it's a violence problem. And they're going to say they're going to do everything in their power to do everything that they can to do things like we'll take assault weapons off the streets and do all the stuff, all focused on guns. And they're going to say they're going to do everything that they possibly can. But the reality is, have they done anything to reduce the anxiety levels that would take a person and put them over the edge? Have they done anything about the national debt? Or have they done anything to reduce energy prices? Or have they helped out the border? Or they got election IDs? Or the kinds of things that would reduce just enough of the anxiety to keep some of these people from transitioning through that threshold into violence?
So I don't know, though, like even when you say, Walter, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but even when you say like the anxiety level of a person, I think even that, and I'm being, if you can't notice, because I usually go a mile a minute here, I'm being very careful, as I always am with these sensitive subjects, so bear with me. But I think when we say the anxiety level that would push someone over the edge, it almost, to me, not gives cover to people who do this, but it makes it seem like, in my mind at least, I don't think the national debt or global warming or illegal immigration, for most people, that's not something that, whether your politician does something effective about it or not, is going to drive you over the edge to do something like this. This is a real issue. It's a real evil. And I think, and you know, in a way, we did talk about this yesterday when we talked about the loss of religion. You can't pin it to one thing. Like, you'll have people who will say it's video games. You'll have people say it's the internet. You'll have people who will say it's this ideology, it's that ideology. It's probably a combination of several different factors. But I don't think it comes down to we need people to lower the anxiety level, because there, I know plenty of anxious people, and they're not behaving in this way. 844-500-4242. I do appreciate the call, but like I said, if this were, so now we have a manifesto, we haven't gotten all the details on the manifesto, but if this were a right-wing MAGA extremist with a manifesto, the politics of that person, and you know, if you can even call it that, no matter how skewed or detached from reality or unhinged, the politics would be criticized as like the reasoning behind the violence. But no one, at least not in all of these, you know, serious people, Jonathan Carl type of circles, is doing that with this woman's beliefs. No one is saying, and so I guess it would be like this, Jared. If this were a MAGA Republican shooter, then you would look at the MAGA Republican beliefs and you would say, all these things are wrong. And that's what led this person to do this. In this case, you have a far left transgender activist shooter. And the take is all of this person's beliefs should have been validated more, should have been heard more. And maybe this wouldn't have happened. That's really, and you know, you can say, oh, well, you're just framing it that way. No, I have plenty of things here that we can go through. I have plenty of sound cuts. I have plenty of tweets that really do lend itself to that bizarro narrative. And I just played for you Terry Moran, but let's get to some of the actual tweets here. USA Today. Police on Monday afternoon said that the shooter was a transgender man. Officials had initially misidentified the gender of the shooter. This is Benjamin Ryan, again, from all of these wonderful organizations like the New York Times and the Washington Post. Designated female at birth, which I think means, and I'm not sure, I think that means born a female. Designated female at birth, the Nashville shooter who died by police gunfire identified as transgender and used he, him pronouns. Okay. Now, call me crazy. How nutty have we become that nothing seems to poke this bubble and burst it? Like, you know how sometimes in life, you can get really caught up in things. Okay, here's an example. You're really caught up in the minutiae of day-to-day life. And then something happens. Something big happens. Something life-altering happens. It's a bump in the road. And it really makes you reevaluate. It kind of brings you back to earth for a second. There is nothing big enough or tragic enough or horrible enough to stop the left from focusing on the wokeness, the political correctness, the terminology, the pronouns. Like, dare I say I don't care how this person identified at all? Is that hate speech for me to say that? I truly don't. I care about the fact that there's now three sets of parents who don't have children, who lost their nine-year-old. I care about that. I care about the fact that there's a 61-year-old woman who probably was going to retire in the next 10 years and probably had a beautiful family of her own that's never going to go home. That's never going to enjoy the rest of her life. I care about that. But I don't care how Audrey Hale identified. That officially is now on the back burner of the things I'm concerned about. But it's all the media seems to care about. And there isn't a question of whether or not this ideology or this belief system was propelling this woman and that maybe it could be toxic or dangerous or unhealthy. Instead, we're told that the fault lies with people who didn't support this woman's ideology enough. It's kind of pretzel-bending logic, like I said. And I'm here to tell you that it's not happening today. You want to say, if you want to say she's mentally ill and this has nothing to do with transgenders or that movement, you can make that case. Because as I've always said on this show, crazy people do crazy things. And if transgender people came out today and said, we have nothing to do with this, we did not promote this, we did not stoke this, they can make that case. But don't try to use this incident as a pitch for why we all need to support her cause. Let's go to Chuck. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, Grace. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, you know, I got to agree with you on a lot of things. I mean, the kids today, with everything going on with the wokeism, the CRT, the LGBTQ, the pronouns, I mean, there's no straight path for kids today. I mean, they're all over the place. They don't know what's up. They don't know what's down. So I do believe it's going to do a lot of mental illness, and it's not just guns. I mean, if she was going to do something, she would have done it anyways. It's the person pulling the trigger. What is wrong with that person? And that's what we need to figure out. The gun is, taking away guns isn't going to solve the problem. It's what's making these kids think like this and driving them to do crazy things, which, yeah, she is crazy what she did. But there's a reason why, and I think it's because of all the crap going on today, and there's no straight path for these kids.
Yeah, and it's also, we talked a lot about this yesterday, before we even had all the information, this idea of everyone is a victim. And our current society really does support that. And a really good example is the fact that now all these outlets are worried about, you know, did we identify the shooter correctly? Did she do this because of a really mean law that was put into place by lawmakers? And I'm here to tell you, she is not the victim in this scenario. Why don't these outlets concern themselves a little bit more with the victims that this woman murdered instead of her pronouns? That's just a tip. That's just a tip from me. And here's Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut. He wrote yesterday, some of the things being said about trans people on this platform tonight are so vile. Because he's so brave, by the way. This is his virtue signaling of the day. He always likes to virtue signal. Now, vile things shouldn't be said about anybody, any group of people on a platform. There were plenty of vile things said on that platform about GOP people, about lawmakers. That lawmaker from Tennessee who had the Christmas card with the guns, that photo was everywhere. Plenty of horrible things being said about Republican voters. That's neither here nor there. That's Twitter for you. But you think that Chris Murphy last night, maybe just yesterday, the day this occurred, that his outrage could have been directed, I don't know, at the fact that six people were shot to death, three of them were children. But his outrage is focused on Twitter's being mean to the trans community. These are our politicians. These are our serious people. It's a joke. It is absolutely banana land. Mean tweets. I'm gonna be real with you, Chris Murphy. Mean tweets. And I'm just a radio host, so we obviously have different priorities. Mean tweets, though, not really a number one concern for most normal people with a heart yesterday. Didn't even crack the top five for most normal people. Maybe get off Twitter for a little bit. How's that for a tip? Get off of Twitter. If you think that's the number one issue when something like this occurs, is that there's mean tweets, you might want to step away from your phone. We'll be right back. We'll take more of your calls on this. I know a lot of people want to weigh in. It is getting warmer out. You saw that a little bit over the weekend. It's only going to get better and better as we head into those warm months, and that means it's time to fire up the grill, to start up with the steaks, the burgers, the hot dogs, everything you could possibly want. And I have the best quality option for you. That is Omaha Steaks. Now, you want to go to omahasteaks.com. You're going to see they're having a semi-annual sale, 50% off site-wide. So you can grab all your favorites. You can try some new things, air-chilled chicken, seafood. You can, you know, get outside the box a little bit. But you can also use promo code GRACE at checkout to get an additional $30 off your order. Now, the quality from Omaha Steaks is top-notch. We talk about that all the time. There's so many different ways to cook it up. It's all really delicious. There's something for everybody. You can curate your own box. But another part of this that I think is worth noting, and Jared can speak to this because he's very busy at home now, you don't have to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, not going to the grocery store is fantastic. Not having to pay ridiculous prices for lesser quality meat is even an insult to having to go into the store. That's why Omaha Steaks is great. It's quality, it's great value quality, and that's a huge thing.
Yes, so go to omahasteaks.com, use code GRACE at checkout, like Jared said. The quality is impeccable, and you can take advantage of this deal. It's a 50% off site-wide. That's only happening for a limited time, so I really would not wait on this. Go to omahasteaks.com, use code GRACE. That's code GRACE at checkout to get an additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale. Minimum order may be required. When we come back, we're going to do the poll question. We're going to take your calls, and we're going to continue to talk about this, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua and his entire team. They're all excellent at what they do. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is who had the most despicable reaction to the Nashville school shooting? Terry Moran, USA Today, Joe Biden, or Senator Chris Murphy?
I'm going to go with Joe Biden because I don't know if he didn't get the memo or if he just thought that he could maybe weave it into his speech later on. But opening up a speech that most news networks, including Fox, thought was going to have to immediately go into this Nashville shooting, starting it off with a couple jokes about ice cream and some crowd work, like he's some old dinosaur comedian, really tasteless. So I'll go with the president.
75% for Joe Biden, 11% for Terry Moran, 8% for Senator Chris Murphy, 6% for USA Today.
All right, let's go right to Ron. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, Grace, how are you today?
Good, what's going on?
Hey, I'm just calling in because I don't know. I haven't seen yet what the motives of the shooter are, but there's just as hard a push from the left as the right on this issue, and I'd argue harder push from the left. But possibly now we can say because of this diversity, equity, and inclusion, which sounds very nice to say, but now we have an example or a couple of examples now that that transgender people are just as capable of carrying out atrocities as what cisgender people are. And that's all I had.
Yeah, but I don't know if there was ever any, at least for me, there's no doubt. I think all people, I mean, people can identify as whatever they want, but I think if someone has evil in their heart, they have evil. And again, like there's this huge focus. I was listening to Don Lemon, and we'll play these cuts. We've got two more hours, so don't worry. But Don Lemon saying, you know, oh, there people were misidentifying the shooter as a man, as a woman. I just think about the parents of these kids. If I was watching this, I'd want to put my hands through the television and just start banging on the desk of all these news anchors and saying, what are you doing? You're missing the plot here. The plot is that there's people who are dead. How does the story become all about the wishes of this far left radical shooter and making sure we identify her properly? We'll be right back.